So the title of today's message is Praise Abba, Our Father, on our 4th of July. It really is his 4th of July, but our country doesn't acknowledge him like that. The last of the psalm says, Kohan Shama de Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Kohan Shema te Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise Yud Hey Vav Hey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah means praise, and Yah is a short scriptural word for Yud Hey Vav Hey. We were just got back from traveling 10 hours or whatever it was, something like that. And as we were kind of catching our breath from the trip and so on, I get a text from my lovely bride who said, you need to look at this. Which is usually met with a really... You didn't even wait till for break time. You gotta have this. So I read it when she wasn't looking. Read the whole thing. This is not original. Interesting to me is this particular well-known prophet person, beside writing the prophecy later on, began with this kind of exhortation. For those of you that are spirit-filled and believe that the Lord gives prophets what they write, for those of you that don't, then just weigh the content. For the ones that do, they already know that the content is special. If that's so, let's take for a moment their side. The Lord spoke this. When the Lord spoke these words, they're amazing. I couldn't help myself. And the prophet said, Judah means praise. So before starting, Judah means praise, and Judah is the name from which you extract the people of Judah are called Jews, Jewish people, which we have joined because of Yeshua's sacrifice according to Romans 11. We have been grafted into Israel. So here's what I'd like to proclaim. On the 4th of July, let us praise the Almighty. Cheerfully, after me, praise Abba, Father. On our 4th of July, cheerfully, repeat after me, praise Abba, Father. On our 4th of July, the Almighty is the Lion of Judah. A congregation that can praise is a congregation that can push through. It is an effective body. It's effective in a higher level of warfare, influence, wisdom, deliverance. And it propels to a greater level. A congregation that praises is the answer against the poison of the serpent that comes subtly and sets a trap to paralyze the progress. There must be a response to this kind of statement. Because there must be a purpose to our praise. Because praise has a purpose. It's to someone. And praise is a weapon at the same time. Praise pushes through the resistance mounted by the enemy. Praise produces an atmospheric shift that opens the gates and brings down obstacles for answers to push through. Praise allows the Almighty to come and inhabit the praises of His people. If there's no praises from His people, there's nothing for Him to inhabit. Think about it, right? If He inhabits the praises of His people, He dwells there. Okay? He dwells there. That means that He dwells and His Spirit dwells because there's freedom there. Thank you, sir. The statement of before service is hydrate and your pain will be gone. So I'm hydrating. My pain so far has been gone. Today we're celebrating the day of freedom, the day of freedom for our country. But how are we going to keep that freedom? We're going to keep that freedom if the Almighty dwells in the midst of us. Because where there's the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit is, we say, where the Spirit of Adonai resides, there's freedom, there's liberty. Praise produces freedom from the chains of heaviness to keep you tethered to the problem. Instead of persevering in the promise, praise produces in our heart a posture before the Lord of humility. Yeshua, the Lord of humility. The only statement Yeshua ever made about Himself, I'm humble. Right? That's all He ever had to say. So He's a Lord of humility, of lowering our pride, of humbling ourselves, and allowing the Lord to perfect His refinement and His perspective in us. Praise allows you and I to take on the perspective of Abba Father. The perspective of Abba Father is because it calls praise to Him, calls us to a higher posture. It puts us in a position of focusing on pursuing the face of Adonai, the presence of Adonai, the will of Adonai. If you prefer, I like to say, instead of Adonai, Abba, our Father. Yud Hey Bav Hey, Abba, our Father. Which elevates us to a far greater position in the Spirit, which lets us go further in the natural. This is called obedience. You know, if you hear, you prove that you heard by doing what it said. So, according to Sam, I need to hydrate. Marilyn said, yes, you do. Two witnesses. When we praise, the enemy cannot as easily poach our words and plant them to produce what is perilous, what is ensnaring, what robs us of the portion at our table of our Father. He has prepared a table in the presence of His and our enemies. My cup runneth over. What's the cup that runs over? That which comes out of him, of a something that's full. Out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. So if there's abundance of praising him here, if I'm convinced in my own way that I need to just live to praise him, then it will spill over in the presence of mine enemies. Our praise produces a life driven by purpose, because the posture of praise causes us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. All things will be added to you, all these. Praise is a strategic position that gives us an advantage over the plans of the enemy. For Yeshua said, "Behold, I have given unto you the power to trample over serpents and scorpions and against all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means hurt you." Did he lie? Is he talking about himself? Or is he talking about us? "Behold, I have given you the power." Well, that's the Holy Spirit. Well, you know, the Christian world claims that they have the Holy Spirit. The Christian world absolutely claims that. The Holy Spirit came when I accepted Yeshua. But only a portion of the kingdom of heaven, of the body of Messiah, actually uses that Spirit to guide them on a daily basis. Speaks through that Spirit. And so on. You think about it, it means that we have a marvelous thing that's been given to us, a marvelous part of Adonai that resides in us. And that part, in a way, needs to have a lot more say-so. That part needs to have a lot more the ability to express. And he uses us to express. We got to let the Spirit live by the Spirit, live in the Spirit, speak by the Spirit, and walk in every way by the Spirit. Praise is a protective covering that combats the arrows and fiery darts of the wicked one. Part of the shield of faith is praise. Because praise is produced from the roots of faith, pushing out of us the breath in our lungs, pushes out of us to praise him. To send that breath becomes words that are spoken and sung that move beyond where we set him and go straight to him. Like that aroma that talks in the Torah. The sweet aroma unto me, said the Lord. Praise is a byproduct of faith, partnering with a tongue that produces life and honors the Lord. Praise means we are actually activating the Spirit. In Hebrew, the Spirit is called the Ruach, means wind. And the wind is produced. The wind is, we take it in, and then send it back, produced by our lungs, your breath in our lungs. For he sits enthroned in the highest position. Praise transitions us from exalting the problem to exalting the solution, to exalting the one who has all the answers and the one that is capable of delivering you, you. And you, and you, you, and 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 you. Back there, you and you. And on the door, you. And the one sitting down, you. Has a power to elevate you. To become a mighty warrior. and overcome whatever the enemy is trying to do and deliver you into a state and a constant state of victory. Praise produces hunger, the hunger to press in. When we praise in trial and hardship, when we praise while we're pressed, it produces the oil that permeates every area of our lives and unleashes an anointing that comes from the breaking of the yoke of bondage. What did she just say? What it says here? Let me read that again. Praise produces a hunger to press in. When we praise, when we're in trial and in hardship, when we praise, when we're pressed down, shaken together, right? Running over. Oil is produced, the oil of gladness. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness is produced out of nowhere. And it comes into our lives and it unleashes an anointing. That oil anoints us with the oil of gladness, the garment of praise, instead of a spirit of heaviness. Okay? And it propels us to, then now we become Kohen Gadol. Dolim, Kohanim Dolim, high priests, plural, okay, to minister to him, because the priests didn't minister to themselves, they ministered to the Lord. Now we have Yeshua the Messiah, the Kohen Gadol, who sits at the right hand of the Father, continually bringing praises to him and reports to him, see what the people that you send me to get you doing. We don't need a priesthood because we got one. But the function of the priest is still with us. We now function in Yeshua Messiah's blood. And by Yeshua Messiah's everything, so that we can join him in a priesthood that gives honor to the Father 24/7. So we are not members of a natural priesthood. In fact, the majority of born-again believers don't have a priesthood. They don't need one, they say. That's right, because we have a high priest that's done everything for us. But if his job is finished, why is he still a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, sitting by the Father to bring things to the Father? Our high priest is worshiping, okay? Not himself, he's worshiping the Father. And we should join our high priest and sit at the right hand of the Father with him, right? Because it says that we're sitting there. And do exactly what he does. Bring honor, glory, and everything onto his Father, because he's deserving of praise, as we say in the prayers translated to English. Deserving of praise are you, our Lord God Almighty. He is deserving of praise, and he doesn't require that from us. It's our gift to him. It is our gift to him. It is the incense that is now being offered. I offer up my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is my reasonable service, Romans chapter 12. That means there's still sacrifices being offered. That means there's still offerings. So what are we going to offer him today? A silver dollar? You know, a hamburger, apple pie, and Chevrolet, right? Or are we going to offer him the thing that he most enjoys, which is our praise and worship? So yes, 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 yes. We're going to worship him. We're going to praise him. We're going to cheerfully repeat how we started. Repeat after me. Praise Abba Father on our 4th of July. Praise Abba Father on our 4th of July. Praise Abba Father on our 4th of July and every day of the week. Every day of the month and every day of the year. From this point on, I want to worship you. I want to praise you. You're everything. You're the Most High. You're the Almighty. And you are my Father. You're my Dad. I love you. Hopefully I can love you in the same manner and to the same depth that you loved us and sent your Son to die for us. So I am redeemed. I have been restored. I have been brought from a dead one, from one in the most vile place, to become his priest. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. It's your breath in my lungs. So I pour out my praise. I pour out my praise. Your breath in my lungs. So I pour out my praise to you only. On this 4th of July, praise Abba Father, the maker of heaven and earth. Shabbat Shalom.